Okay, this is Cindy Marie Henshaw for the Salida Oral History Project. I'm interviewing Betty Cable, or Elizabeth Cable. That's C-A-B-L-E. At Columbine Manor, Salida, Colorado, on October 26, 2003. And I'm just going to ask you some questions about your life. I was wanting to know if you could tell me about your parents, what their names were.
Okay.
What were the names?
Carrie Limbrus, before she married my dad, and he changed his name from Argyropoulos to Argus.
Okay, so
and he was born in Tripoli, Greece.
So your dad's full name was what?
Argyropoulos.
How do you say it? His first name was what?
Demosthenes.
Demosthenes Argyropoulos.
Right.
You spelled that D-E-M-O-S-T-H-E-N-E-S. Mm-hmm. And Argyropoulos is A-R-G-I-R-O-P-U-L-O-S.
Right.
And for short, it was Dick Argus.
Uh-huh.
A-R-G-Y-S. And he was born in... You know what? I don't know what this thing went off. I'm going to have to re-listen to this. I looked at it and it looked like it wasn't recording. Hold on a sec. Okay, try this again. I think I left off about asking where your dad's name was and where he lived. And so both of your parents were Greek, right?
Right.
Okay, and then I was wondering what your parents, what they did for a living?
My father started selling ashes in 1919, right behind the old post office, which is right across the alley from where my uncle had the grocery store on F Street.
Okay, and then did your mom work anywhere?
No, and
okay, so she just was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, and my father started the Argus Motor Company in 1928.
Okay.
Which is a big building next to, well, it used to be a hotel on the corner, and he tore it down. Hmm. And the garage was next door. And now that they sold it after he died to Elmo Bevington. Hmm. And when Elmo died, they sold it, I guess, I don't know to whom. Hmm. But they have several shops in there. It's between E and D on First Street.
Okay, and so did your dad actually, did he grow up in Greece?
Yeah.
And so do you know when he moved here from Greece?
I would imagine that it would have been 23, mm-hmm. 1923.
And then you met your mother here in Colorado? Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when did they marry? Do you remember?
No, I'd say it was 24, because they had me in 25.
Okay. So you were the firstborn?
Uh-huh. Okay. And then my brother was born a year later, the one that died. And the other one was 5 years later. And he was principal of a high school in Brockton, Massachusetts. And when he retired a couple years ago, they gave him a surprise party, and his twelve football players from Denver University showed up.
Hmm. Wow. How come? Because is that where he went to college at?
Uh-huh. All three of us went there.
Oh, all of you went to Denver?
Well, I went to Pueblo Junior College for 2 years because the parents thought I was just too young to live in a dormitory, so I had to live with my grandparents.
So you all...
But the boys...
Went to Denver University, mm-hmm. and he graduated and became a principal?
No, I was a teacher.
No, you were a, what, kindergarten teacher?
Well, I taught first grade 4 years at McCray School, mm-hmm. where the post office is now. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Longfellow and taught second grade 2 years. Mm-hmm. And then I taught the rest of my 33 in kindergarten. And 1 year, the superintendent asked the principal, if you ever get sick, who will take over? And I had to take over for a little while. Mm.
And so, is that the McCray Elementary School? That's where you went to school at?
Right.
And that was near where the post office is?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then you went to the middle school and high school here in Salida?
We didn't have a middle school in my day.
So, what
we had a junior high.
And so, like, what, elementary was from kindergarten to sixth grade? Or?
Yeah, but we didn't have kindergarten when I went to school.
First grade to sixth or eighth?
Sixth.
And then
junior high was seventh and eighth grade.
And then
the high school was 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. And they were just called Salida Junior High and Salida High School?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so you were born here in Salida, and you were born in your parents' house, and
mm-hmm.
that was located where?
What?
Where was that located?
604E.
Okay. And Dr.
Parker.
Parker is the one? Okay. And so you had two brothers. Their names were what?
Yes.
Hi.
We're doing an interview. Can you come back later?
This is my last room.
Oh, you want to clean it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, she can come back. I'm glad my roommate left.
Okay. Okay, I was just wanting to know if you could tell me about the house that you grew up in.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, there were three bedrooms, and I had two brothers, and I had a piano, and I could take piano lessons, and that's about all.
Or you can tell me about how... Then, okay,
how I got my house.
The other one, you moved across the street or something?
Uh-huh, I'll tell you.
Okay, tell me about that.
Okay, when we got married, we lived in a new house on the West End that didn't have a garage. And the guy next door sold cars. And he got put in jail for drunken driving. And when he got out, he put his cars all in front of our house. And my dad said, he's crazy. You've got to move across the street. I said, you're crazy. That's an antique. So he tore it down and had another house built that faces the house I was born and raised in.
And so you moved there. See, what was the address of that place?
Which place?
The one that you moved into?
146 East 6th.
Okay, and do you know what year you moved in there?
No, I don't remember.
How old were you?
I was married, so I must have been about 24.
And so you still have that house?
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
78.
Wow. So you lived there a long time. Didn't get very far away.
No.
Did
I tell you about my dad's garage?
I'm not sure. Go ahead and tell it.
Well, it's between E and D. On First Street. Mm-hmm. It's a big building, and they have several little shops in there now. Mm-hmm. But when he died, we sold it to Elmo Bevington. Mm-hmm. He was a very famous man in town. And
what was he famous for? What was he famous for? Elmo Bevington.
Being rich.
Oh. How'd he get rich?
I don't know.
Oh. So he's famous for being rich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, just wondering what you could you remember about your first childhood memory.
First what?
Childhood memory and some of the games you played when you was growing up and favorite toys and stuff.
We played hide and seek, hide and go seek.
Okay.
And
so what was your favorite place to play, like a park or certain, did you go to a certain
park? We only lived a block from Alpine Park.
Okay, Alpine is what, near the
Across
library?
The street from the library.
Oh, okay, so that's where you played a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was wondering if you tell me about any of the special events that went on in Salida or that you did for like holidays or Christmas or 4th of July celebrations. Was there any special holidays and things going on?
Well, we burned a lot of firecrackers on the 4th of July.
Did they do it off the top of Tenderfoot Hill?
Did do it on top of what?
Off of Tenderfoot Hill or, you know, the...
Yeah, they did.
They did it back then?
Yeah.
So that was... They've been doing that for quite a while then.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were told me about where you went to school at McRae.
That's where the post office is now.
So they tore that school down and put the post office up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any like first memories of school, what your school or classroom was like? You know, who your teachers were or anything?
Yeah. Mrs. Jacobs was my first grade teacher. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember the second grade, but mm-hmm. third was Mrs. Hayden. And fourth, fifth, and sixth, I can't remember.
Do you have, like, any favorite ones or teachers?
I haven't thought of that.
Well, I thought maybe that's what influenced you to become a teacher.
No, I went to, I just went to college and got started.
But you just decided that's what you wanted to do. It wasn't necessarily because of any favorite teacher you had or anything. Okay. Do you know who are some of your classmates? Describe what you remember about them.
Maxine Heber was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And her dad had the Sherman Hotel on
I think I know where that is.
It's just a block from F Street.
She owned that? Her father owned that?
Uh-huh. And Barbara Fuller was a good friend of mine, and she has passed away. Uh-huh. But her dad was a doctor in town, and she lived next to the Temple Baptist Church, that big two-story house.
And her father's... That was a doctor. What was his name?
Dr. Fuller.
Fuller?
Rex Fuller.
Fuller,
F-U-L-L-E-R.
Oh, okay. What kind of activities went on at school? Like, you know, did they have, like, Christmas programs or Thanksgiving pageants and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Like spelling bees or...
Yeah, we had spelling bees.
Okay, so was there... any special things that you remember, like at school, like they had sports and things like that? And
sports?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they had all that sports.
I'm sure they did.
So they pretty much teach to, back then they taught like they teach now, or except for not having computers.
Yeah, they don't have computers.
They didn't have computers back then.
In my day.
But they... Pretty much the same subjects were taught.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And so you went to, you said Pueblo College?
Yeah, at that time it was a junior college. Uh-huh. And I went there for 2 years. Okay. And then my parents let me live in a dormitory at Denver University. So I went there and got my degree.
In education?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So like after what you went to school, this is like when you were going to grade school, they asked what kind of chores or after school activities and work and stuff that you did.
After school?
Uh-huh. Like any activities or chores or whatever or work that you did?
I can't remember. It's been too long ago.
So you don't remember having a job or something, doing some kind of job?
No, I didn't have a job.
You didn't until after you graduated from the university?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any memories of Salida as a teenager, like things to do, places to hang out, movie theaters, places to shop and stuff?
The theater.
What was that called?
The Salida.
Just the Salida Theater.
Theater.
Do they have a bowling alley?
I don't remember.
So, like, what were some of the things that you did? You know, where would you go shopping and hang out stuff?
Yeah, I shopped a lot at Cruz Biggs and Sharp Style Shop.
Cruz Biggs, okay, they went out of business.
Yeah, and Sharps went out.
What was Sharps?
Edith Alexander lived there. I mean, worked there. And it was across from the Home Bakery, next to the Salida Drug, that big building.
Hmm. What was Sharps? What did they sell? Or
clothing.
Oh, clothing
for women.
Okay. What kind of transportation did you and your family use?
Well, my father sold cars.
Uh-huh.
So my father started selling Nash's in 1919, and then he went to he had his garage back at the old post office on First Street on F.
Mm-hmm.
There's I don't know what's in there now, but right behind was a garage, and that's where he started to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And the building across the alley is the grocery store that my uncle had, Argus.
Oh, okay. That is that the one that's on where Capricorn Sports is? Or it was
Capricorn. I'm not sure where Capricorn is.
Okay. Anyway, so it was, what was this grocery store called?
Argus Mercantile.
Argus Mercantile. Okay, that's on F Street down towards the river.
It's the first block. Okay. It's just a half a block from the stoplight.
Okay.
On First
Street. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where Capricorn Sports is.
It could be.
They changed it. It's been through a lot of things like Nita's and other things. It's, I don't know what it was. I think it used to be a liquor store or something for a while. But so that's who, your uncle managed that?
Theodore Argus.
He owned it?
This is my uncle, yeah.
Theodore?
Okay. And he has a son still living in Salida, Teddy Argus.
Oh, his son is living, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But my uncles are all gone.
So they had that store for quite a while then?
Uh-huh.
So that's where you did your grocery shopping then?
Right.
Hmm. Okay, so do you remember when your dad first got the car, or did you always have a car?
No, we used his cars.
The ones that he sold?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you always had transportation?
Yeah. He started out selling Nash's and then American Motors.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... do you know of any interesting individuals, like, you know, different businessmen or law enforcement or prominent women or anyone that you remember that stands out in your mind while growing up? So, you know, like you told me about the one that was famous for being rich. Do you remember any other one that prominent person?
I can't think of anyone.
Well, I could tell about your husband.
Yeah.
He was prominent.
He was the police chief for 25 years, and then special investigator for the DA for two, just a little over two. And the night he died, he had 22 cases in court. The police called him for help, and the sheriff called him for help, and the next morning he didn't wake up.
Hmm. Wow. How old was he then?
52.
Hmm. So that was pretty young. Mm-hmm. Would he die from a heart attack? Mm-hmm. Probably all that stress from
right
having all that. So was he always, when you married him, was he a policeman?
He started out as a patrolman.
Oh, uh-huh.
But then he got to be chief of police.
Chief of police, and then he became, and he was a private investigator?
Special investigator for the DA.
Hmm. So you were married to him how long? 20-some years.
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you marry again after that?
No. No, I still have the name Cable.
Okay, well, so what was his name anyway?
Harry Cable.
Harry Cable. Mm-hmm. Harry Cable, okay. Okay, how did you meet Harry?
I don't remember.
You don't remember how you...
No.
You just... Do you remember, like, where you were married at, or... Were you married here in Salida?
Yeah, we were married.
You married, got married here?
Mm-hmm.
What church? At
the Episcopal Church.
Okay. And so, did you go on honeymoon or anything?
I don't remember.
So you don't.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, that has been about what, 70 years ago, or no, that wouldn't be.
It could
60,
be
about 60 years ago.
Huh. 60 years
yeah.
ago.
So, you don't really remember how you met him or anything, but... Okay. Describe where your children went to school and any memories about their school career.
My daughter went to school in Durango College. Mm-hmm. And she majored in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And she taught 1 year at the high school when the Spanish teacher was pregnant, and several of the teachers told me their children had never learned so much Spanish as they did that year, because she went to school in Mexico.
Oh, she actually went to school in Mexico. Mm-hmm. What is her name?
Carrie? Chelp. C-H-E-L-F. Her husband has the Poncha of lumber. He and his brother, Steve, have it.
Okay, so she went to school here in Salida, though, before then?
Right.
And then she went and got a degree in Spanish in Durango?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only child, right?
Right.
Okay. And then her children, what did you say, one was... Went to
New York University, and she just graduated this year. And the other one goes to Notre Dame.
And she's a lawyer? She got a degree as a lawyer?
Yeah. Hmm. And she's working on her master's now.
And then your grandson is... What is he in college? Or?
Yeah, he's a sophomore in college.
At where?
At Notre Dame.
Okay. And what is he majoring in? He doesn't know.
I'm not sure that I really know.
Okay.
Because he might change his mind, too.
Okay. I was wondering if you knew anything about how the effects of different national events, such as Prohibition or Depression or... things like, you know, women voting or anything. Do you remember any special national events, the effects that
not
it had on
really.
Your lives or anything? What about, like, the Depression? Did you have any things going on during that time?
Not to my knowledge.
Really? So because you probably always had money, you didn't have to worry about being poor
no,
or anything, huh?
I had my parents.
They had worked and everything. Mm-hmm. So they didn't have to have problems with having a job. Do you remember anything about any, like, the ranchers or farmers or...
Yeah, we had some good friends called the Petersons. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out to their ranch all the time. And
and do you know that where that was located?
Yeah, between here and Buena Vista.
Okay. And do you remember, like, any... Like the railroad, anything about the railroad? Any, like, hobos or...
I just know that Salida was really...
A railroad town.
A railroad town.
Did you take the train?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. So where would you take the train to?
To Pueblo.
So was that a steam train?
I think so.
Okay. So actually, so they had the trains till about... They quit having passenger service when, do you remember? When they quit having passenger
when
service?
When they quit having them?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, do you know about anything about World War II? Any of your relation go to war? Or do you remember anything, you know, that that your families had to do to support the war, like collect scrap metal or have victory gardens? Or
no, I don't all remember that stuff? Any of that.
So what about any other the other wars and things that happened?
No, I don't have any knowledge about that.
So you pretty much just did your own thing and didn't really let the national events or anything bother you or
no.
Didn't really cause any problems? Mm-hmm. And so, like, none of the wars or, like, what about, like, the... do you remember any of the certain decades, like the 60s and 70s with the hippies or... You know, like when you were teaching, and any, you know, did the children change as you were teaching them, or were they pretty much the same?
They did all the right things.
Uh-huh. Aren't they? Didn't they get harder to deal with as they got older? I mean, as the
well, I didn't teach them when they got older.
Well, I mean, as the years went on, you know, it seems like the children are less, are a little harder to train.
Yeah.
I would think
mm-hmm.
teach nowadays than they were then.
Yeah,
not as much family. Togetherness and discipline mm-hmm. and stuff. Okay. Do you remember anything about any influenza epidemic or any, like, discrimination type stuff, you know, with blacks or anything going on?
No,
here?
I don't recall that we had any black people here.
Mm-hmm. What about other nationalities? Did they have any?
Italians and uh-huh. Greeks.
Uh-huh. But did you notice any of the discrimination type stuff going on, or
no?
Okay. And what about any, like, certain sicknesses? You know, like now they have AIDS. Did they have any?
I don't recall mm-hmm. that they had that.
Uh-huh. So did you have any problems growing
no.
up? So you're all physically never had any much problems that way. Okay, do you know anything about the railroads or mines or smelters or things?
No, I know the smelter doesn't exist anymore.
Uh-huh. So do you remember when it was going on? Did you know anyone that worked there?
No.
Or anything? Mm-hmm. Okay. I was just wondering if you... Okay, you tell me a little bit about where you shopped. It was at your uncle's grocery store.
Yeah.
Argus Mercantile. And then,
yeah.
And you... And that what was that other place called? Or Cruise Bags and
Sharp
and
Style Shop.
Style Shop. Do you remember, like, any? Did they have any restaurants?
Oh, they had another store called Gilbert's.
What was that?
A clothing store.
A clothing store.
And it was between Cruise Bags and the bank on the corner.
Did they actually? Did they sell a lot of clothing back then, or did most people make their own clothes?
I would imagine they made a lot. Uh-huh. But my mother didn't sew, so we bought a
see
lot.
That. So do you remember any other places, like, that you shopped, or did they have restaurants or anything, you know, to eat out?
Yeah, they had that What's the name of that restaurant on First Street? Between F and E.
I'm not sure what it's called. They only had one restaurant?
No.
Well, they had others, but that was the one you were in. Huh.
They had a restaurant down on, across from my uncle's grocery store. Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant there now.
Okay, I was trying to remember what the name of that was.
I can't remember either.
Did they have, like, places where you, like, bakeries and...
Well, the bakery's been there for a long, long time.
So they had... They probably had more, like, specialty shops, like, a place where you go get your meat, right? And then a place where you go get your bread and stuff, or did they have that... Or did you just get it in all one place?
Yeah, my mother used to bake.
Okay. So she baked
bread.
Her own bread and stuff?
Uh-huh. And my grandfather in Pueblo was a baker.
So he had a bakery there?
He worked at a bakery.
Oh, worked at a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, do you remember any of the significant changes or events in Salida or Chaffee County during your life here that are any of significance?
The boat races.
Uh-huh.
In the summertime.
So that's been a thing still going on for a long time. That's mm-hmm. one of their major mm-hmm. celebrations. Was there any other thing that you remember, like any clubs or activities that you did?
You know, like I can't remember.
Any,
I belong to Epsilon Sigma Alpha.
Okay, that's a college sorority type?
No, that's here in Salida.
What is it? What is that?
You know what Beta Sigma Phi is?
I thought it was some type of a college club.
They have a beta organization here, too.
What is that? What is it for? What does it mean?
The ladies belong to it.
The one that I... But don't you have to have a college degree or something?
No.
Oh, really? So, like, what would you do when you get together? Just talk about different
things
and, mm-hmm. like, what kind of things? Just the events that were going on
right.
and stuff?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about church? Did you go to any of the churches?
Yeah, the Episcopal Church. I grew up in that.
Who was the minister?
At that time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
And that Episcopal Church, do you know where that's located?
Yeah, it's right across the street, catty corner from the Alpine Park.
What is it called?
Episcopal.
That's what it's called? Episcopal?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, well, I guess that's enough for now. Can you think of anything else that you think would be of historical significance?
No, but if you'll leave me your phone number and I think of anything,
okay.
I'll call you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Let's see, where can I find some paper?